Hello?
Hello. My name is Jerry from Opinion Research. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like your opinion. It shouldn't take more than five minutes of your time.
5 minutes? Okay, sure. Go ahead.
Great. Appreciate that. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
No. All right. Thank you very much. Moving on. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th, 2024? I'll read you a list. I'm definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, I'm somewhat likely to vote, I'm not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
Definitely, okay. Thank you. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Biden.
Biden, thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, or you're not registered in a party?
Not registered.
Not registered. All right. What is the last grade or formal education you have completed, please?
Master's degree.
Master's. Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White.
Thank you. What is your age, please? I can give you a list if you feel more comfortable that way.
45. 45.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Give me just a sec. All right, from the following list, with which issues should your state representative focus on most to help you and your family? I'll read you a list. Illegal immigration, taxes, health care, property insurance costs, abortion, the environment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, growth and overdevelopment, crime and public safety, or K-12 education?
First one, excuse me, illegal immigration.
That's the first one, all right. If the general election for Florida State Legislature were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate?
Republican candidates, yeah, probably.
Would you say you are definitely going to vote for the Republican candidate? Probably, or just lean slightly to the Republican candidate?
Lean.
Lean.
Lean
okay.
Slightly, yeah.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Ron DeSantis is doing as governor, sir?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. We're almost done, so I appreciate your patience. Moving on, do you approve or disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly, okay, got it.
Strongly.
Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Donald Trump did as president?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of two public officials in your community you may be familiar with. Will you please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person? Sabina Cobo is the first one.
I do not know.
Okay, you have no opinion of her or you have never heard of her?
No. I've never heard of her.
Never heard. Okay. Vicky Lopez is the next one.
I've never heard of her.
All right. Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, and Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
I don't know yet. I really don't.
No problem. But if you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Joe Biden, the Democratic, or Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
God, yeah, this is like a war. worst of two evils, probably Trump.
Okay. Thanks. And if the elections for Florida State House of Representatives were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Sabina Cobo, the Democratic candidate, or Vicky Lopez, the Republican candidate?
I would probably vote for Lopez, just if she's the Republican candidate, but
okay.
I need to learn more about her.
Most definitely. I understand that. Now, you already answered this. I still got to read it for quality purposes. Would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Vicky Lopez, a Republican candidate? You said probably, right?
Probably.
Okay,
yeah.
So now I'm going to ask you short demographic questions before we finish. Really almost done. So just to be sure we have a representative sample, if you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I would say moderate.
Moderate. Okay, that makes it a lot easier. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Right.
You have a wonderful rest of your day, sir.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.
You're welcome. You too. Bye.